to the oral history and paying attention to this old music, to me, it's all in there if you look far enough and hard enough.
Okay.
Are there any questions for Melvin? Because I think Melvin would like to get away, and then maybe we could sit around and play some more of this old music.
I have a question.
Yes.
I wanted to know how long he'd been playing before he heard the radio. Because I know some people have a theory that the sound of this old music is very different from reproduced types of sounds like anything that ever came out of the radio.
When did you hear your first radio music?
I don't just remember when I heard the first one, but we came up here with one of my second boy, and he had his tonsils removed here at the hospital. And that they were having the sale out here on the street. And I bought an old battery radio. And I taken it home. And you could get Nashville. And you could get a lot of them places. And people come to our home from all around in the section to hear that radio. And that was back in the 30s.
But you'd been playing the fiddle for a long time before you ever heard the radio, right?
Oh, yeah, I'd been playing a long time before I ever heard the radio. Long time.
Did hearing the radio change your music any?
No, I don't think so. I like some of the pieces that I heard. I heard Curly Mitchell as French. He was on Cowboy Loy at Fairmont for years with him. And I kind of like to hear French's playing, but it never changed mine. He didn't play like I liked that play. So I didn't follow French's playing. He's a good fiddler, but he just don't play old time music. I don't think he does. Maybe he does. He thinks he does. I reckon. I don't think he does. So I like him. He's a good fellow, and I like his wife. She's crippled too, but I see him every year, about two or three times a year. But I don't think that radio's changed much of the old time players, really. It never me. I never fool with that. I hear a lot on television. I hear a lot of bluegrass, but I stay away from it. I really do, because with old-time music, I like to take G and C and A and D and change it around. I don't like to have one just G all the time, and I don't like to play G all the time, because if you do, you're going to mess up the old-time music. I play some C, and I change to D, and I change to G, and then I change to A, and that's what makes up old-time music, to my opinion.
You think all these other bluegrass, you think is in a maybe a kind of a rut or something?
I don't think it's in a rut at all. When you've heard one, you've heard it all.
He's not in a rut.
Huh? How about that?
Yeah.
When we were growing up, were the tunes you played, were they handed down from your father and your grandfather? Were people writing tunes during that period, sort of composing them?
I don't know of anything. I don't know of any of that, really.
Did your dad ever make up a tune?
Not that I know of. No. It's just old-time tunes that's been handed down from his grandfather and people that he was raised up with. There were a lot of fiddlers up in our section 50 years ago. But now they're not. Me and Jerry and a few others is just about it, huh? People are too lazy to play. Now that's about the fact. They don't have a hungering for it. The young kids that are growing up, I've got 10 children, and out of 10, I've only got one that can play a bit, a fiddle a bit. Of course, they can play other music, but they don't, it's too much work for them to play a fiddle. That's something you got to work at if you learn to play a fiddle. I've been trying for years.
You were talking in the class today about hungering, this hungering thing, that when you heard, I think you said you were 9 years old when you heard Bonaparte's Retreat, you said
that? Yeah. Yeah, that's the only tune I ever wanted to play when I was a little fella, you know. I just loved that tune. It's not the one, it's a different way. We have two ways you play Bonaparte's Retreat. But there was just something about that tune that I loved, you know, the move of it. And it just got in. And then there's another we call a lady's waist ribbon. And when my dad would play it, if I'd be in bed asleep, I'd come out of there crying, huh? It just bothered me, something about music that I just loved of them pieces. And now when I lay down, a lot of times the old hymns come around. And I like to play hymns. I play some, not too many. But when I learned to play the fiddle, we didn't know a thing about going to church, see, and I didn't follow up none of them. But if you play a lot, you just can't get it like you could have when you first started and come up with it. So I hungered to learn to play, and my brother played a banjo. He is a comic, too. He said he could sing like Jamie Rogers and look like the Carter family. But he was a good singer, and he was a good all-around musician. Blackie Cool lives up here, and he used to come up here and play Blackie Cool. And Blackie told me he expected he was the best all-around musician that had ever hit West Virginia. But he's gone now, and I miss him very much. But if you want, people that want to learn to play, they have got to want to. They really got to hunger for it, and just like anything else you like to have, you've got to want to do it, and you've got to work at it. Playing the fiddle is a big job to learn. Now, it's hard work for me. My dad played with all ease, but I've played and I've worked in the coal mines and I have arthritis all over me, so it's hard for me to play. But I enjoy it. The reason I enjoy it because other people like it. You get a bunch of these fellas like Jerry and these guys to play with you, and you get out there and get to playing, why, it's just like, I'd rather do that as to eat.
How about giving us some...
What makes it up so good is people that like it and listen at you.
I'm curious as to whether there was any black influence on fiddle music. I know I've seen pictures of black fiddlers in the past. I wonder if you came across any during your lifetime.
That's a funny tale. Let me tell you what happened to us. I was a little guy and we'd never seen a black person, huh? We lived up in a holler, away from anybody. And there's one come down through the woods to our house, and me and my sister, we're just little fellas. We was getting some water from a spring. And this guy come down there and he looked at us and he said, could you tell me where Bob Mine lived? That was my dad. And we didn't say nothing. We just run for the house. He had a gun, an old mountain rifle. So we run for the house. Went up there and told Dad and him, and he went out on the porch to see what was going on. We told him we'd never seen nobody look like that. He was really black. But my dad knowed him real well, and he was a fiddler. He played a fiddle, and I've got his fiddle. Now, I ain't got it either. It was made where they was a building where the coal engines took water. They used to burn coal in the coal engines where we lived. Went to Richwood and through there. And they had a tank that they watered these engines. And this fellow that watered the engines, he had a lot of time, and he just whittles out a fiddle out of oak. Took a glass and scraped it and made a fiddle out of it. And he put a pine neck in it. Well, he give it to this old black fella. And they call him Black George, but his name was George White. But he, he was a good old fella. There was no harm about him. He was a real good old man, and he didn't have no family. And so he had that fiddle for years, and he left it with an old fella up on Little Canoy, about where the Burnsville Dam is now, reservoir. And he brought that fiddle over to my house about 10 years ago. And he said, "You get this fiddle fixed up and see if you can play it." And he said, "If I don't call for it, it's yours." Larry Rader come up to my house, and he said, "I can get it fixed for you. The neck was broken." And he give it a fella up in Ohio somewhere, and I seen him up at Kent State, and I was up there playing in that university. He told me to have it down at the old folks festival and I'd get it back, but I've never got it. But I want Black George's fiddle back. I really do, because it was whittled out and it meant something to them old people, and I want to get it back. But he was a good fella.
What did his music sound? Was he just play like about like anybody else?
Yes, he did, yeah. And I seen some up at Washington, D.C. when I was up there playing. I don't know where they were from, but they played up there. And they were some at Chicago, too, the two black people that played up there. And old Milt Perkins, he was another old black man, and he played good. And he had a horse that he rode, and he'd tie that thing along the side of that horse, and he'd run the horse, and you could hear that old fiddle just clapping in there. I don't see how they ever stayed in tune or stayed together. But he was black, too. That was way after I'd seen old Black George. Now, I'll tell you, we got scared of them fellas. But they was good people, really.
We promised Melvin we'd get him away from here before dark, and look what's happened.
Oh, well. I told my wife I'd be in by midnight, so that's a long time.
Well, we'll steer you out of town. Can we get you to play? I was thinking that All Young, everybody commented about that as being just a little different.
Oh, that's a good fiddle.
Different sounding sort of a tune.
Yeah. Now, these are tunes my dad played, huh? And he learned them from his grandfather. And let's see, Head on to Spring House, huh? You're out of tune, are you?
I don't have one.
Where's Kate? She never come back, did she? Lost her. I'm down too low to play. I got crippled in the coal mines, and I have a bad knee. Let me sit over there where you're sitting, and you sit down right there.
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
Here, Mike, you can sit right here if you want.
Yeah, I'll scooch over here by Dwight.
Played out there, I don't know if I can even get started or not.
Thank you.
Other questions or observations? Play us an old hymn before we...
Waiting for the Boatman.
Tonight, I think we're going to wind this down now. Maybe we can play a little more music, but Melvin needs to get on his way. And is the Ice House open tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Ice House is open tonight. Square dance in progress downstairs.